And if you look at your furnace filter, it's often very dirty. And that's the air that we've been breathing. So when we say the house sucks, it's not about how the builder built it. It's about how the house is pulling in air that you cannot trust. We're breathing it, and then it gets filtered. So we want to change that and make the house tighter so that we can bring in ventilation from places we can trust.
Hello and welcome to Season 1 of the Breathe Easy Home podcast. If you or your family suffer from asthma, allergies, or COPD, do you feel better when you're at home? Well, you should. Most of us spend over half our time at home, and that makes our indoor environment just as important to our health as the outdoor environment. In 2015, Breathe Easy Home created its indoor air quality system. Using the latest technology and best practices from the home improvement industry, this system upgrades your home to reduce asthma and allergy triggers. By avoiding triggers, you should feel better. In 2016, the National Center for Healthy Housing, a national leader in housing research, initiated the Health R study. This study will test the effects of the Breathe Easy Home indoor air quality system on asthmatic children. Season 1 of this podcast follows the progress of the Health R study. Thank you for listening to the Breathe Easy Home podcast. We welcome your feedback and questions. You can visit our podcast page on www.breatheeasyhome.org/podcast or subscribe on iTunes or through your favorite podcast player. You can also email us at podcast@breatheeasyhome.org. Season 1 of the Breathe Easy Home podcast is brought to you by the National Center for Healthy Housing, building a healthy home environment for all children. By EcoBico, comfortable, energy-efficient homes in a healthier way. And by Minix, efficient homes, healthy living. Thank you for joining episode 2 of the Breathe Easy Home podcast. Today's topic is Health R, How It Works. Episode 2 has been created to support the Health R study that examines the link between enhancing indoor air quality and reducing childhood asthma symptoms. To learn more about the Health R study, please visit www.healthyhomestudy.com. My name is Brian Toll, and I am with a nonprofit organization called Breathe Easy Home. I am joined today by Ruvane Walder from EcoBico, an energy efficiency consulting firm and general contractor based in Rockville, Maryland. Later, we will be joined by Larry Zarker, chief executive of the Building Performance Institute, to talk about his thought-provoking presentation, Our Homes Suck and They Are Giving Our Kids Sinus Problems. Good morning, Ruvane.
Good morning, Brian. I'm the co-founder and vice president at EcoBico. I'm a building analyst and building envelope professional certified by the Building Performance Institute. I have my Healthy Home Specialist certification through the National Environmental Health Association. EcoBico is an accredited Gold Star contractor through the Building Performance Institute.
Thanks for the background. So last week, we spoke with Dr. David Jacobs, chief scientist with the National Center for Healthy Housing, which is managing the Health R study. Dr. Jacobs explained the study's hypothesis and how it is designed. Today, I would like to explore the Breathe Easy Home indoor air quality system in more detail. For this podcast, I am going to reference a diagram that is available on the How It Works page on the study website. The link is in the notes, or you can go to www.healthyhomestudy.com/how to view the diagram. The How It Works diagram is also available as the cover art for this podcast. Let's quickly read from the page, and then we'll ask Ruvane to take us through each part. The page starts by saying, The Breathe Easy Home Indoor Air Quality System focuses on the source of your allergy, asthma, and respiratory illness triggers, the air in your home. Your certified healthy home specialist thoroughly evaluates your home and designs a custom home improvement plan to reduce the quantity of allergens, pollutants, and irritants in your home. Here's how it works. Then we can click on each of the five icons on the diagram to see more information. Let's go through each one in turn and ask Ruvane to give us more information on each one. Filtered fresh air, filtered recycled air. We use high-grade filters to clean all your air, from outdoor air that contains allergens and pollutants to recycled indoor air that gets polluted from indoor human activities.
Right, so let's start with this idea of pollution. First, we know that outdoor air can be polluted. It has car fumes, exhaust from factories and power plants. It has pollen and ozone and many more compounds that can damage lungs over time or cause allergic reactions. Second, we know that inside the house, human activity creates pollution. When we cook, we release particles and grease into the air, or burn candles, or use air fresheners, or when we paint the walls, or when we clean with harsh chemicals, or when we come home and bring dust and dirt home on our clothes and shoes. We also have cats and dogs, which bring in dirt and dust from outdoors, and whose fur can be an allergen itself. So, doctors who treat asthma will tell patients that besides taking medicine, it's also a good idea to avoid exposure to the triggers that cause the asthma attacks. Avoiding triggers is a really important concept. If we think about the home where the asthmatic person lives, there are really two ways to do this. First, remove the triggers from the environment. So if the person is allergic to dogs, well, then it probably makes sense not to have a dog. If the person is allergic to dust, then clean the house regularly to avoid dust. Second, we can dilute the concentration of triggers in the home so the person with asthma does not hit a critical mass of exposure. In other words, keep the exposure mild to avoid a serious asthma attack. For example, if the person is allergic to pollen and you have blooming plants in the house, then bring in lots of fresh air to dilute the effect of the pollen. So the first part of the Breathe Easy Home Indoor Air Quality System talks about using a very high-quality whole home air filtration system. We use a system that will filter everything from pollen to particles to volatile organic compounds to viruses and bacteria. The filtration system is built right into your HVAC system. By the way, HVAC stands for heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. And I use this term to generally talk about your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, as well as the duct system that delivers the air throughout the house. So most of our listeners have a filter already, but in my experience seeing thousands of houses, the filters people are using today are both poorly performing and poorly maintained. So now let's talk about fresh air. How does fresh air get into your house? On a typical day when all of your windows and doors are closed, do you have any idea how much air enters your homes? Well, studies have shown that the median house in the United States will replace all of its air in about 1.5 hours, or that equals about 16 times every day. So if all your windows and doors are closed, how on earth does so much air get into your house? The answer is that it moves through what we call air leakage sources, which relate to how houses were built in the past, starting with the design, the quality of the workmanship, the limited use of air sealing technology, and so on. It's important to remember that between 50 and 100 years ago, before air conditioning, architects were concerned about trapping humidity in houses that could result in mold growth. So you might know the expression, houses were built to breathe. And this was done to let moisture out so mold would not grow. After the energy crisis in the 70s, we started to have energy codes in the United States, and those codes promoted the idea that we should make buildings tighter. Then we use our air conditioners to control humidity. But it took decades for these codes to have impacts. And so most of us who live in houses 10 years or older are living in houses that have a lot of air changes. Today, the industry uses the expression build tight, ventilate right, which we can talk about more a little later. But outdoor air enters your house through your basement, through the walls and the siding, in the window sash, through the attic floor, behind the drywall, through your electrical outlets, and so on. Not only is there a lot of air moving through these uncontrolled leakage sources, but the places that the air travels through is really dirty. For example, have you ever looked in a crawl space? Or have you looked behind drywall? In many homes, these places harbor pests, or they have had water damage in the past that no one knows about and may now be full of mold. So the Breathe Easy Home indoor air quality system proposes to replace these uncontrolled, dirty sources of air leakage with a controlled, known, and deliberate source of fresh air. And since we are literally cutting the hole and creating the pipe that brings in the air, we can take it directly to our high-quality filter before it gets distributed into the house. This means that not only are we providing fresh, clean air that can be used to dilute allergens, but we're also preventing the outdoor air from working itself into these dirty air leakage sources.
Better airflow. We ensure that filtered air reaches you and your family in every room of your house, removing allergy triggers along the way.
Right. So let me start with an obvious statement. Air filters can only work if the dirty air passes through the filter before you breathe it. Makes sense, right? The idea of better airflow is meant to describe changes we make into your home's duct systems so that the air is circulating through the house much more effectively. Let me give you some background first. When an HVAC system sends air to your room, we say that it is supplying air. When the system pulls air out of your room and brings it back to the system to get reheated or recooled, we say it is returning air. So in an ideal duct system, we would want to see two things. First, the volume of supplied air would equal the volume of return air. Second, the amount of air being supplied and returned equals what the system is designed to do. But guess what? In 99% of systems, we see that in the real world, neither of these is true. The harsh reality is that lots of heating and cooling is lost to the duct system problems, which is why duct system design is such an important focus for Energy Star homes over the past 10 years. If you live in an Energy Star home, you can have confidence that your ducts are performing well. But for the rest of us, the chances are that a good portion of the heated and cooled air does not reach the actual living space of the house. Instead, it is lost behind walls and cavities due to duct leakage. Furthermore, systems are not delivering enough air to reach all the rooms of the house. I'm sure many of you are living this every day, where certain rooms get too much air and others get too little. So the rooms that get too little are also not returning enough air. This issue is caused by the design of the system. Here's another historical fact. You might be surprised to learn that many of the duct systems in older houses were built only for heat. Like I said earlier, air conditioning was not available when the houses were built. So when air conditioning was added years later, the homeowners typically did not redesign their ducts. Air conditioning also puts additional wear and tear on the adhesives that hold the ductwork together. Plus, the ducts are not properly positioned in the rooms to effectively handle both heating and cooling. Between design issues and the march of time, many of us have poorly performing systems nowadays. So we talked earlier about how people create pollution inside their homes by cooking, cleaning, burning things, and so on. better air flows will dilute pollutant concentrations by providing a strong flow of filtered air. This strong flow of filtered air causes the pollutants in that room to flow more quickly into the return side of the HVAC system. The return side goes immediately to the filtration system where those pollutants are captured and removed from the airstream. So not only are we diluting the pollution, but we're also reducing the exposure to the pollutant itself. That's how better airflow helps reduce exposure to asthma triggers.
Humidity control. We use smarter fan controls to keep your home comfortable while minimizing the growth of molds, mites, bacteria, and fungi.
Yes, so there was a study published in the Environmental Health Perspectives journal 30 years ago that looked at the ideal relative humidity for different organisms. This study showed that when indoor relative humidity is high, the environment is great for bacteria, viruses, fungi, and dust mites. When the relative humidity is low, the environment supports bacteria, viruses, and ozone. Then the study identified a sweet spot within which these organisms could not grow. The sweet spot is between 40 and 60% relative humidity, which is great for human beings like you and me. The Breathe Easy Home indoor air quality system focuses on maintaining a comfortable relative humidity all year round. So it turns out that when you air seal and insulate a home, which we will talk about shortly, and you also implement better air flows, it becomes much easier to provide consistent humidity levels throughout the house. Remember how we said that a typical house changes its air 16 times per day? So if the outdoor air is too humid or too dry, you're really fighting an uphill battle. You would need very large equipment to humidify or dehumidify the air, and it would cost a small fortune to operate. But if your house changes air 8 to 10 times a day, suddenly you're in a much better place. In a house like this, your heating and air conditioning systems might be able to do the job on their own, or you might need to add something small to help on just the hottest and coldest days of the year.
Sealed air leaks. We seal up all those uncontrolled hidden air leaks throughout your house that bring pollen, dust, and polluted air into your home.
Air sealing is traditionally part of an energy efficiency strategy. Just like the humidity example, we have the same concept around heating or cooling. Let's say it is a cold winter day and your furnace is going full blast to keep your house warm. The idea is that if your home changed its air less frequently, then the heated air would stay inside the house longer and the furnace would not need to run as frequently. That means we stay comfortable, but we use less energy. But when you get into the details, it turns out that there are even more benefits. For example, in the winter, warm air rises. This means that the upstairs could be warm, but the downstairs could be chilly. By reducing the air changes, we also change the pressure inside the house so that the warm air leaves the house more slowly than the furnace creates it. That means the downstairs becomes warmer as the upstairs fills up with warm air. If you add a well-performing duct system to the mix, you end up with a much more comfortable home. For indoor air quality, sealing air leaks primarily stops dirty, uncontrolled air from coming into the house. Instead, we feed the house with air from the pipe we created that feeds directly to your high-quality filtration system. This also impacts air pressure in the house. Imagine that just outside your house is some fresh air and it's deciding where to go next. Okay, so air doesn't think, but it does follow physical principles. It always goes from high pressure to low pressure, and it always takes the path of least resistance. In the winter, we know that warm air rises out the top of the house. When warm air leaves, it has to be replaced with new air. The path of least resistance tells us that the first air to come in will be the coldest air, and it will enter the house at the bottom. We call this the stack effect, and you'll hear more about this in Larry Zarker's talk shortly. So, going back to the fresh air that is sitting outside your house deciding where to go next, In a typical situation, this air would simply enter your house in the first hole it finds, which could be anywhere. However, if we create a dedicated pipe and we pull enough air through that pipe to reduce the pressure around the uncontrolled leakage sources, then the air sitting in our crawl space will simply keep going to the next house. In other words, our dedicated pipe acts as a replacement air source. So by air sealing, we make it easier for the dedicated pipe to act as a replacement for uncontrolled leakage sources. This is another example of the many systems working together.
Better insulation. We upgrade your insulation to control moisture so that when temperatures vary widely, mold can't grow. This saves energy and improves comfort too.
Right, so insulation is well known for helping keep us warm in the winter, and it surprises some people to know that it also keeps us cool in the summer. Insulation is a thermal barrier, which means that its role is to prevent heat from passing through it. In the summer, that means keeping the heat from the sun from getting into the house. In the winter, that means keeping the heat from the upstairs from getting into the attic. All of this reduces the amount of heating and cooling needed, which makes it more likely that your HVAC system can successfully serve your home. Insulation has another important role related to indoor air quality. It keeps temperatures on surfaces consistent. So imagine an uninsulated wall where it is 75 degrees inside and 20 degrees outside. Over time, we would expect to see moisture or condensation on that wall on the inside because of the drastic temperature difference and elevated indoor humidity. That moisture could be used by mold or insects to create a habitat. So the role of insulation is also to prevent moisture.
So Ravain, put it all together for us.
Well, the house is a system, and like any system, it's only as strong as its weakest link. Each of the five parts of the Breathe Easy Home indoor air quality system has merit on its own, but none of the parts by themselves will get you the indoor air quality, energy efficiency, or comfort results you need. Instead, each part supports the others, and when you put all five parts together, they create an indoor environment that is very friendly to humans and unfriendly to allergy triggers. First, we prevent the triggers from entering the home's breathable air. Then we use filtered fresh air to dilute any triggers that are created by human activity. Then we use the enhanced air flows to quickly move the polluted air into the return and the filtration system. The enhanced air flows, air sealing, and insulation make it easier to control humidity, which is a critical factor in making sure that our home's indoor environment is great for people and not good for bacteria, viruses, mold, dust mites, and other asthma triggers.
Ravain Walder from EcoBico, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm excited to host Larry Zarker, Chief Executive of the Building Performance Institute, to discuss his thought-provoking presentation, Our Homes Suck and They Are Giving Our Kids Sinus Problems. Welcome, Larry.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for having me here.
So, Larry, the Building Performance Institute is best known for its work in energy efficiency programs. Could you give an overview of what the Building Performance Institute does?
BPI is the standards, national standard-setting organization for how we analyze and upgrade the performance of existing residential homes. BPI sets standards and then certifies the professional workforce to do this work. We also accredit the companies who follow these standards and deliver the home performance upgrades.
So your presentation has a cute name, Our Homes Suck. And I know from talking with you that the word suck doesn't only mean that they're not good, but it also refers to some of the physics involved with moving air through the house. And I wanted to just open with maybe you could explain to our audience, how does this work and why does it lead to our kids having sinus problems?
That's a good question. I use the term both ways. But mostly our homes suck because of a physical property called stack effect. Essentially, the house pulls air in from lower regions of the house, and then it moves up through the house and out through the top. And if you think about, say, a crawl space in a home being at the bottom, we know that crawl spaces are dark. They're often wet. They have rodents and pests living in them, like mice, and they die there. I've seen photos of a dead possum in a crawl space next to a disconnected return. And what happens is that as the house sucks, it's pulling air in across what's called the band joist and into the basement. Now, there's an air handler about 15 feet away, and it pulls that air into the duct system throughout the house. And then there is a return that pulls that air back down where the air finally meets the furnace filter. And if you look at your furnace filter, it's often very dirty. And that's the air that we've been breathing. So when we say the house sucks, it's not about how the builder built it. It's about how the house is pulling in air that you cannot trust. We're breathing it, and then it gets filtered. So we want to change that and make the house tighter so that we can bring in ventilation from places we can trust.
So let's spend some time going through the presentation, Our Homes Suck and They're Giving Our Kids Sinus Problems. Can you walk us through some of the highlights of that presentation and some of the conclusions that consumers should take away from it?
I lived for 30 years in a home in Tacoma Park, Maryland. It's a beautiful home. It's 100 years old. And one of the things I like to say is, what if this were your grandmother and she were 100 years old and had never had a physical? That's what we do with our homes. We try to live in them, but we don't ever do the physical. We don't do the audit to say, what's going wrong in this house? What are the problems? And there are problems. When we talk about leaks where the air flows into the house, those same leaks are how pests get into our house. Things like mice, things like cockroaches, things like sugar ants. They come in through those pathways. You want to get those sealed tight so that your house performs better and you're going to be more comfortable.
So are you saying that there are potentially problems in a house that I can't see as the homeowner that are invisible to me?
Well, sure. There are dust mites that live in mattresses. 1 in 4 homes in America have dust mites in mattresses. And when there are dust mites in a mattress, there's usually about 1 million of them living in there. And we know from Kevin Kennedy at the Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City that dust mites are known to cause asthma to develop in children. So not just that it makes the symptoms worse, which it does, but it can actually cause asthma to develop.
What studies have been done in the past that are relevant to our audience today?
One good example is Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City, Missouri. Their respiratory faculty found that they couldn't cure children of respiratory problems like asthma and sinusitis simply with medicine. So they commissioned a Center for Environmental Health to go into homes and stage an intervention and understand what was going on in the home that caused these respiratory problems in children. And they found in a large number of cases, there were mold, there were other kinds of factors like rodents and dust mites in the home that caused these conditions to occur. Another study, the Green and Healthy Homes Initiative in Baltimore, did a weatherization project of 100 units in Baltimore. And they were looking at asthma in children, and they found that the upgrade of the performance of these homes led to a 67% drop in emergency room visits. Aetna estimates that costs about $800
for an emergency room visit and about $8,800 if you stay over. So big improvement by keeping the kids out of the emergency room. Now, one of the things that we know about from the Affordable Care Act is hospitals are penalized financially for repeat admissions. Asthma is one of those conditions that tends to have repeat. And when you spend $8,800 for a hospital admission for asthma and you come back two or three months later and have it again and two or three months later, that starts to add up to real money. So we're looking at aligning the insurance industry with the medical providers and with the contractors who can actually improve the homes to keep kids out of the emergency room and keep them out of the hospital. One other study is the one in New Zealand. And this is worth looking at, where the government spent $347 million to upgrade the energy performance of 188,500 homes. What they found was that admissions to hospitals for respiratory conditions dropped by 43%. Days off school were reduced by 23%. Days off work, meaning the parents have to take time off to take their kid to the doctor, dropped by 39%. Over 90% of the benefits were health-related. And that was an unintended consequence of the project. So they tried to do upgrade to energy efficiency. They found that the real benefits were health-related.
And that's consistent with the United States Weatherization Assistance Program evaluation that we heard about from Dr. Jacobs, where he discussed how Oak Ridge National Laboratory had looked at the energy efficiency benefits of low-income weatherization and that the bulk of the benefits actually accrued on the non-energy side, including these issues of health.
So I look back to the gas crisis, the oil embargo of the 1970s, and that led to gas lines and shortages of gas, but it also changed our national policy. We went from a national speed limit of 70 to 80 miles an hour to a national policy of 55 miles an hour overnight. And we decided that we were going to end our dependence on foreign energy sources. Well, we haven't done that yet, but what that did was start the creation of many programs at the state and utility level to get consumers to make their homes more energy efficient. So the utility programs have always focused on energy efficiency, and they've never focused on what you just said, the non-energy benefits. Health, comfort, safety, durability, all of those are critical drivers. We think they're more important than just the simple energy savings.
So right now, will an insurance company cover someone who has asthma and wants to make a fix to their homes to improve the indoor environment?
Not that I know of. I don't know of any insurance company that actually is covering the cost of the analysis or the upgrade of the home. Our intention, our long-term goal, is to make it so clear from a cost-benefit perspective that the insurance industry will want to have qualified contractors out there who can fix homes and make people's lives healthier.
So what is BPI doing in the market now to focus more on incorporating indoor air quality into its standards and its certifications?
We've been working with a team of subject matter experts from around the country for the past year to create a new credential, a new certification called the Healthy Home Evaluator. So BPI just introduced the Healthy Home Evaluator to the market. This credential allows building science-trained professionals who hold BPI's building analyst or energy auditor certification to now take an exam to achieve certification as a healthy home evaluator. This is a big step forward for us in allowing the homeowner to have the full range of
energy efficiency, comfort, health, and safety work done on their home.
Larry, what do you think the impact of the Health R study will be on the home performance industry?
This study can be very important in helping us to identify, does a comprehensive assessment of the home from the entire envelope and the HVAC system, which is the heating, the air conditioning, and the ventilation systems in the home, if you approach all of those things and you look at ways to improve the overall performance of the home, does that impact health? Trying to answer that question is critically important. We want the insurance industry involved. We want the health professionals to understand that they can team up with the home performance contracting industry and actually make a critical difference. This study will help shed some light on these important concerns. The study results should inform contractors on an approach to looking at the home differently, looking at the home more comprehensively, working with the homeowners and their children to assess what kinds of things are impacting them in terms of their health. Are they having respiratory problems? Are they having problems with comfort or rooms that they can't bring to temperature? Are they having issues that are impacting their health in their home? And contractors should learn from this and be able to deliver comprehensive solutions.
Larry Zarker, Chief Executive of the Building Performance Institute, thank you for joining me today. To follow the Health R study, visit us online at www.healthyhomestudy.com to learn more and to apply. The healthyhomestudy.com website will follow the progress of the study from start to finish. If you have a personal interest in the topic, I recommend signing up for the electronic newsletter by hitting the subscribe button at the top of the page. The Health R study is also supported by April Air, Feel Good Inside, by AeroSeal of Maryland, Duct Sealing from the Inside, by Fresh Air UV, Indoor Air Quality and Innovation, by the Building Performance Institute, Energy Efficiency, Comfort, Health and Safety, and Durability, and by Breathe Easy Home, Home Improvements for Allergies, Asthma, and Better Health. Thank you for listening to the Breathe Easy Home podcast. We welcome your feedback and questions. You can visit our podcast page on www.breatheeasyhome.org/podcast or subscribe on iTunes or through your favorite podcast player. You can also email us at podcast@breatheeasyhome.org.